It's over a year now since former BBC journalist, activist, aid worker and ANU PhD student Jackie Sutton was found dead in pretty bizarre circumstances in Istanbul Airport. I was lucky enough to call Jackie a friend, and so was my next guest, who was also a colleague of Jackie's at the ANU. Susan Hutchinson has developed a campaign as part of her personal commitment to perpetuate Jackie's work and integrate it into her own. And this includes the campaign called Prosecute, Don't Perpetrate, a campaign to help end impunity for sexual violence in armed conflict. And Susan Hutchinson joins me in the studio. Great to see you.
You too, Alex. You too.
And this is a great thing. Jackie would be proud of this, to do this. And that's what you want to do, is keep her work and her memory going.
Yeah, it is. At the time of her death, her death was a real shock to me. We were very close, both in professional, personal and a kind of advocacy terms. And Jackie's work in the Middle East was really profound. And for me, she was very much a source of kind of on the ground, teeth gritted action. And connection to people and story and justice. And my work has largely focused more on much less visible areas of change, but on the same areas of interest in women, peace and security. It was a great loss to me, and I made the commitment at the time of her death. I said that I think that we all in the feminist international relations space, in the peace and justice space, really need to perpetuate the work that Jackie was doing and integrate it into our own. I think there's so much hardship in the world, and Jackie tried so very hard to do her utmost for women and men of all different creeds and colours, particularly in the Middle East, that sometimes it can seem like there's just too much work to do. And I think that the best thing that we can do to pay homage to Jackie's life and to her end is to be able to help her carry out some of that work.
So tell us about your campaign, which is called Prosecute, Don't Perpetrate.
It is. So the campaign was really inspired by this commitment that I'd made to perpetuate her work. So while I do some work on issues in the Middle East, I don't have any particular geographic focus, but we're at this kind of point in time at the moment. So, and by point in time, I mean a couple of things. So on Friday was the beginning of 16 days of activism against gender violence, which was the day we chose to launch the campaign. But also sexual violence has happened in war throughout history. Largely in the modern era, we know that it's illegal, and there are a range of Security Council resolutions to that fact, and there's a range of international treaties and national legislation criminalising sexual violence and armed conflict. But normally it happens in places outside the jurisdiction of organisations who are willing and able to do anything about it. And so when I say we're at a point in time when we can do something about it, I mean, we know that in Iraq and Syria, Daesh are using sexual violence in war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. We have evidence of those crimes. The United Nations Human Rights Council, the New York Times, Human Rights Watch. But what is particularly unique is that Daesh has had their ranks swelled by in approximately 30,000 foreign fighters. Now, many of those people are coming from places where the jurisdiction, where the nations have the laws and the capacity to do the investigations and do the prosecutions. And one of those countries is Australia. Mm. So we have legislation.
And some of those foreign fighters are coming from Australia.
Yeah, indeed. We estimate around 100 Australians have gone to fight with Daesh in Iraq and Syria. And when those people are coming back, we think that they're being charged with terrorism-related offences. But this campaign is really calling for them to also be charged with sexual violence perpetrated as war crimes, crimes against humanity and genocide.
And that's a great thing to underline. These are crimes.
Absolutely.
So if we do have people returning, not just on terrorism charges, but on these appalling, appalling crimes that are not acceptable.
They're not acceptable, and we can't just allow them to be swept under the rug, and we can't buy into questions of vengeance or disregard. These are crimes. They have victims. They are outlawed under Australian legislation. And indeed, at the moment, Australia Parliament is looking to update our war crimes legislation. But we have, under the Geneva Conventions Act, the War Crimes Act, and the International Criminal Court Act.
And that's why you talk about a unique opportunity to end impunity for these crimes?
Indeed, indeed. So the fact is that the problem with sexual violence and armed conflict is usually around jurisdiction. So, for example, we know that the Congo Democratic Republic of Congo is one of the worst places in the world to be a woman. We know that the experience of sexual violence in that conflict is extreme, not just by women, but also by men. But there's very little that can be done. It's usually Congolese people raping Congolese people. But what is unique at this point in time is the fact that there are so many foreign fighters in this conflict perpetrating these crimes. And many of those foreign fighters come from places like Germany, France, the US, the UK, Belgium, that have these laws and have the capacity to implement them.
So someone listening to this go, oh, this is all just another world. There's nothing I can do. Your point is there is something you can do.
You can. You can indeed do something about this. So Prosecute Don't Perpetrate has three actions that you as Joe Bloggs and Jane Bloggs citizen can do to bring justice for these crimes. So the first thing you can do is sign the petition, which is going to the Senate, which is asking for the investigation and prosecution of sexual violence in armed conflict. And the second thing that you could do is write to your local MP. If you go to prosecutedon'tperpetrate.com, there's a template letter that you can use and fill out with all your own thoughts and details. And if you'd like, you could also meet with your MP, have a chat with them, see why you think that, tell them why you think this is important, why it matters to you, and ask them to raise it in their party room, to ask questions in estimates and question time, and to make sure that they talk about it in any committees they sit on.
Mm. You are on 666 and Susan Hutchinson is with me. And Susan, what is your? Are you still a PhD student at the ANU?
I should never say
that to a PhD candidate. Don't use the word still.
I am a PhD student at the ANU. I've been on sick leave all year. I have a chronic illness, but this is something that I've been able to do from home. That has meant a lot to me emotionally and professionally.
So if you put in the words prosecute, don't perpetrate, it'll come up, the
prosecute,
campaign.
Prosecutedon'tperpetrate.com and that's us.
What an amazing thing to do.
Thank you. Susan, take action. Three actions.
So three actions. And just remember of the kind of standards that are here and what is not acceptable, and it's not acceptable anywhere. And if you have, as Susan said, over 100 Australians travelling to Iraq and Syria, and if they have perpetrated these crimes, then they should be held accountable for those crimes. So it's called Prosecute, Don't Perpetrate. And we miss Jackie Sutton incredibly. Susan and I were both really lucky to call her a friend. And what an incredible legacy she's left, and what an amazing thing to do, Susan Hutchinson. Well done to you.
Thanks very much.
What a
much,
beautiful
Alex.
Friend. You are on 666, and we both got through it without tears. You're on 666. It's Jackie, we love you. We're sending our vibes to you.